Staying with politics, for a generation, the West Coast has been the country's epicenter of progressives. In California, Oregon, Washington, the left-leaning, largely urban voting bloc has long dominated elections and handed victories to Democrats. But today, many progressive leaders are concerned that a Trump administration could pop this long-standing liberal bubble. Conrad Wilson from Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
On election day in most of the country, Republicans won big up and down the ballot. But voters along the West Coast largely doubled down on progressive policies and candidates. Washington voters decided to increase the minimum wage. California joined the rest of the Pacific Northwest in legalizing recreational marijuana. And Oregon elected Democrat Kate Brown, the first openly bisexual governor in the country.
From a state perspective, it was a good night, but nationally, really a crazy night.
Oregon Speaker Tina Kotek is a Democrat and several years ago became the first openly gay woman in the country to lead a state house. Under a Trump administration, Kotek expects a resurgence of state control and innovation at the local level. And she says the relationship between these West Coast states will deepen during Trump's presidency.
The change for Oregon, and probably true for California and Washington, is now we are those states in the nation that are going to be doing things differently.
The incoming Trump administration appears to be gearing up for a showdown over immigration with states. President-elect Trump campaigned on cutting federal funding for communities that refuse to cooperate with federal immigration officers.
We will end the sanctuary cities that have resulted in so many needless deaths.
The West Coast is dotted with sanctuary cities. Since the election, leaders in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, and other cities have said that regardless of the consequences, they'll protect immigrants. Portland Mayor-elect Ted Wheeler says he's asked immigration attorneys to see if there's anything that can be done to strengthen the safeguards already in place. Los Angeles Police Chief Charlie Beck told Southern California Public Radio it's up to the federal government to enforce its immigration laws.
Immigration is not the job of local law enforcement, immigration enforcement, that it is the job of the federal government, and they should do their job, and they should not rely on me to do it for them.
Clearly, the hope among many West Coast progressives is that the federal government will continue to leave them alone. Todd Donovan, a political science professor at Western Washington University, says the fear is that the Trump administration won't.
How much will they let Seattle and Portland and San Francisco continue to pursue those sort of progressive local policies? Or how much are they going to kind of try to come in and use the weight of the federal government to stop that, whether it's, you know, trying to get local law enforcement to be asking for documentation, or whether it's, you know, what will the Trump administration do with legal marijuana? Those are all up in the air right now.
For some, looking at the West Coast as one big progressive region fully opposed to Trump is an oversimplification.
Washington state is not blue. There's one big blue dot of which 80% of the rest of the state is red. Oregon's the same way.
Matt Manweller is a Republican member of the Washington House and teaches political science and constitutional law at Central Washington University. Manweller says some good has come out of this divisive election cycle.
I have had more liberal Democrats come to me and say, talk to me about your world. I obviously don't walk in it, and I don't understand it. And that has actually started some very powerful conversations that could lead to some form of compromise.
After the election, President Obama called on people to give Trump a chance to govern. But in cities along the West Coast, fears of what's to come have led to an unceasing series of protests about what Trump's election means for one of the most consistently progressive parts of the country. For Here and Now, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.